Hey, brothers and sisters, this is Elizabeth Marie with Latter Rain 333. This morning while I was praying, I started getting a message from the Lord, a very urgent, alert message that I felt I needed to share with you today. And it is concerning Halloween. Even though in the message the Lord didn't mention the word Halloween, He did call it that this is the devil's season. So it's for this week and beyond. Right now we are seeing such unrest and wars all over the world. And what the Lord was showing me this morning is that as these wars are brewing and breaking out all over the place, there is also a war going on in the heavenlies. And you can actually read about that in Revelation 12. However, most people know it not. They do not know that there is a spiritual warfare that's battling all around us. And that this spiritual warfare is even greater than what's going on the earth. The Lord's people, I know that the Lord is calling them to a deeper walk with Him and the Holy Spirit so that we can discern and see in the Spirit and understand more about this warfare, spiritual warfare that's happening in an unseen realm. We walk as believers in Jesus in the Spirit. We are not to walk in the flesh. We are not just walk with and just have lives where it's only what we see and not engaging in things of the Spirit. So as we see prophecy being fulfilled, as we see even Matthew 24 coming to fruition, this is the time that the Lord is calling His people into a deeper walk with Him. And this is done through spending time in prayer and getting to know the Holy Spirit even more. Every day you should say, Holy Spirit, help me to hear from You. And Holy Spirit, open my ears and open my eyes so I can see in the spirit realm, not just with my physical eyes. Brothers and sisters, if you start saying that every day and praying that every day from a sincere heart, I believe that you will start seeing things that you haven't seen before, and the Lord will start opening your eyes. And this is a message that I believe that we are to pass on to others. So if you wouldn't mind, could you please share this video with other people you know or on different platforms? And if you haven't already, please subscribe and ring the bell so that I can get and you can get the messages out to people, because believers in Jesus need to understand spiritual warfare right now like never before. And the Lord is calling me to be able to share what I have been shown, and I've been shown a small part, and you've been shown a small part. We're all been shown different things to help in the spiritual warfare, and I believe we need to share them with each other, because we need to come together in unity and to be able together to stand for what is coming, not just in the physical world, but also in the spiritual world. So I want to go ahead and read this message to you. If you can please hang in there to the end of the message, because at that point I want to share some important information on how to engage in spiritual warfare. I have messages. I'm not going to share the messages here, but I will show you the different places that I have them, and hopefully they will encourage you and help you in this walk and in this battle that we are in. All right. Here's what I heard. First, I heard be warriors, and then I heard warrior brides, and then I heard destroy the works of the devil. And that's why Jesus came, brothers and sisters. He came to destroy the works of the devil. And He did this through bringing salvation. And we, as His followers, we are to be like Jesus. We are to follow in His footsteps. And so He gives us all that we need in spiritual warfare to be able to destroy the works of the devil. This is why we need to learn how to engage in this with the help of the Holy Spirit. If you look at 1 John 3:8, it talks about destroying the works of the devil. It says, "He who sins is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil." After I heard those three things, be warriors, warrior of brides, destroy the works of the devil, I then knew that the Lord had a message for me. So let me read you the rest of the message. I heard this. "The time is upon you once again. Much witchcraft is being thrown at the believers in Jesus Christ, for this is the devil's season. He rises up through his followers and wishes harm to my own, those who are not only called by my name, but those who walk in my authority. Be alert during this season, for witches abound and are honing or sharpening in their craft. They are perfecting the ancient ways and have opened the doors to the demonic realm. They use their curses, spells, and magic to do their bidding as they bring the forces of evil down on anyone that opposes them. However, just like in the days of Elijah and the false prophets, their power will be extinguished and subdued. For my power will come forth in all its glory. Their fire will be put out, but mine will be raging. Seek this power from above as you walk with a contrite, pure heart and clean hands. For I work through noble vessels who are free from the entanglement of sin. Take back the territories that have been stolen by the enemy by proclaiming and declaring my word. Do not give him an inch, for he will then take a mile. Keep all the doors shut to the devil, including strong emotions, which can become a gateway. Instead, focus on and ask for love, peace, joy, purity, goodness, and light, and that will pave your path. Bind and cast out the works of darkness. Move the mountains that have come against you and cast them into the sea. Do you not know that you have this kind of power? The same power that rose me from the dead now lives in my servants. If only they would access it for my kingdom, and also to assist in their own personal lives. Put on the full armor of God daily and walk in it. Not only take refuge in me, but hide yourself under the feathers of my wings, for it is there that you will find safety. Walk in faith and let it be mighty, protecting all of you, your mind, body, soul, and spirit. Do deliverance everywhere you go, Do deliverance everywhere you go, casting out all that is not from me. Call out to me, and I will lead you and guide you. I will show you the way. I have come to destroy the works of the devil. So join with me, and let us lock our arms and hearts together in one accord. For where there is unity in my kingdom, then it is unstoppable. Amen and amen. That was the end of the message, brothers and sisters. And now I want to share with you some things. I have a page on my blog about spiritual warfare. And it shows many spiritual warfare scriptures that the Lord has given me that I use when I do spiritual warfare. And we all know when we put on the full armor of God that the sword is the sword of the word. And we are to use that sword in spiritual warfare. So we need to know the word of God and we need to learn how to use it. Then if you scroll down, you're going to see I have 7 spiritual warfare prophetic messages. The first one is about anointing with oil. This is a very powerful spiritual warfare tactic you can use. The next one is about our armor and having a chink in the armor, meaning having a hole in the armor, which we don't want to have. The next one is about how to be a mighty warrior. The fourth one is about the spirit of Haman, which is the spirit of hate. And if you don't know the story about Haman and Esther and Mordecai, you can read about that in the book of Esther. It's a powerful story and a very important one for today. So I would urge you, if you have not read the book of Esther, especially now, go and read it. We are seeing the spirit of Haman now rising up like never before. Then I have one called Self-Deliverance, and we have everything we need for self-deliverance from any and all principalities of darkness, wickedness, or demons that are attacking us. And so the Lord has come to set us free. He does not want us to be entangled with these kind of forces that weigh us down and keep us from serving God. He wants us to be set free. He wants the yokes to be broken, and we can do that. So you go ahead and read that blog, and hopefully it will show you how to do self-deliverance. It'll be at least a beginning on how to do self-deliverance to get rid of things that are weighing you down right now. I have the sixth one is called The Blood of Jesus. And this is such a powerful, powerful spiritual warfare tactic that the Lord has given us, the precious, precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, and how to appropriate it. So go read about how to do that. And the last one is the sword of the Spirit, which I already talked about that. The sword of the Spirit is the Word of God and how we can use that to fight off any and all spiritual attacks that might come against us. All right, now I'm going to end with Ephesians 1, 18 through 20. And this is what it says. I pray that your hearts will be flooded with light, so that you can understand the confident hope he has given us to those he called his holy people, who are his rich and glorious inheritance. I also pray that you will understand the incredible greatness of our God's power for us who believe him. This is the same mighty power that raised Christ from the dead and seated him in the place of honor at God's right hand in the heavenly realms.